Thank you, sir. So, we'd like to thank the different devotees who have actually sponsored the festival today. And also, sponsorship opportunities are open. If anyone would like to sponsor this festival, we have the key sponsorship. We have sponsorship for the Abhishek. We will actually pay $100, Aarti for $100, the Mahaprasadam key for $301, and the new Sri Sri Radha Balakrishna outfit for $301. If anyone would like to sponsor, please get in touch with Mother Leela Shakti. And we'd like to thank the devotees who have already come forward to sponsor different aspects of the festival. So, the new Sri Radha Balakrishna outfit is sponsored by Madhava Prabhu Lakshmi Mataji and family. Today's Mahaprasadam feast will be served after the initiation. It is sponsored by Rakesh Prabhu and Neetu Mataji who are operating initiated today. Also, we have Ravi Prabhu, Sri Raja Mataji and family for the initiation of Tushain. And we also have Rashmi. Also, the Abhishek is sponsored by Vikasana Prabhu, Radharani Mataji and family. And also sponsored by Rishikesh Prabhu, Shyamakumari Mataji and family. Also, we have the Abhishek sponsored by Gopinath Acharya Prabhu, Prarthana Mataji and family. We also have one anonymous key sponsor, and we also have Malti Dasi, who sponsored the Aarti for $100. Let's give a big hand to all the sponsors. Also, today marks the every Sunday, it is Sri Radha Sham Kota Kota Devi on the altar. So, today actually marks the 33rd year of service of Sri Radha Sham Kota. Mataji have been serving these deities for the last 33 years and I'm bringing them every Sunday and they are part of the Sunday. That's what it is. Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Also, we'd like to thank all the devotees who have cooked the wonderful Mahaprasadam feast for the pleasure of Sri Balaram. We have Ajay Govinda Prabhu, Kesira Sundari Mataji. Kalyanpre Prabhu, Govinda Lilamanda Mataji, Varsha Mataji, Radha Rangani Mataji, Ravi Prabhu, Sri Radhi Mataji, Chushen and Rasya, Ketan Prabhu, Salet Prasan Prabhu, Prarthana Mataji, Gopinath Acharya Prabhu, Naval Keshwari Mataji and Jayesh Prabhu. Our program is, we have one of the initiation, the official day to receive initiation. Also, after the initiation, please
come and take off the screen. Okay, everybody can hear me? Okay, that's good. So, welcome to Lord Balaram's appearance day. And so, we're going to, I don't need the microphone.
Yes,
I have, it's built into my body. I have two microphones built into my body right now. So, anyway. Om Gana Timidandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschat Jatari. So we also have devotees from Australia that are participating with us in this particular initiation. And Australia is on a lockdown, so they can't have a fire sacrifice. Sydney, yes, mainly Sydney. Yeah, I think everybody's in Sydney. So they can't have a fire sacrifice there, so they're going to be participating with us in our sacrifice. Some of the devotees are taking first initiation, some of the devotees are taking second initiation. You get a chance to see them more clearly when they speak and they take their vows. But right now you just see me on the screen. Sorry about that. So, we're going to speak a little bit about Lord Balaram first, because it is Lord Balaram's appearance day, and it's also very significant that we're giving initiation on Lord Balaram's appearance day, because Lord Balaram is the original guru. And we all know the importance of having a guru, tasmat guru prapadyeta vijyasa shreya uttamam. That if one wants to know about the absolute truth, you have to approach a guru. Not only to know about the absolute truth, but you have to have guidance, sambandha, avideya, and prayojana. These are the three aspects that you get from a guru. So let me describe what that means. Sambandha basically means who you are, what the material world is, of course, who Krishna is. That's probably more important. What time is, what karma is, all those nice things that the Bhagavad Gita presents. Basically, sambandha gyan. Avideya means, what do you do about that information? Now that you know you're not the body, you're part and parcel of Krishna, you're suffering from your karma, what are you going to do about it? I mean, what's the purpose, you know? So you're going to develop love of Krishna, but how are you going to develop love of Krishna? You're going to be engaged in first sadhana bhakti. You're going to practice love of Krishna. It's like you practice a piano or a guitar or any instrument before you actually get up on their stage. It would be ridiculous if you got up on the stage and you never practiced. We have people like that who come to Mangal Arati who sing and play instruments and they never practiced before. And it drives me crazy. So that's what happens if you don't practice. And some people, like Ujjala Rasananda, they're very good on the drum. And they give me ecstasy, whereas other people maybe want to run out of the temple room. So, who shall remain nameless to protect the guilty? So there has practice, and then after you practice, you start to get a little spontaneous on the keyboard or on the drum, and after that, you start to get ecstasies, bhava bhakti, and after that, you get prema bhakti. So this is the process of avideya. And then prayojana means what happens when you go back to the spiritual world. And that's prayojana. So the guru instructs one in all three phases of devotional service. Sambandha, avideya, and prayojana. And in the spiritual world, the spiritual master engages one in one's particular relationship with Radha and Krishna, or with Mother Yashoda, or with the Goward boys, or with Lord Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman, or with Korma, or whatever, or Lord Nrsingadev, depending on your particular relationship. And it's interesting that the spiritual master relates to everybody in every relationship with Krishna. So if you go back and you're a coward boy, then the spiritual master will help you be a coward boy. Pretty cool. So anyway, so having a spiritual master is essential. And to understand what is a bona fide spiritual master, the rest of that verse is Samit Pani Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. That the spiritual master must first of all be a servant of his guru. Because if the spiritual master is not a servant of his guru, then the disciplic succession is broken. Krishna mentions that in the Gita. He says, I am teaching Arjuna the Bhagavad Gita because previously I taught it to Vivaswan, Manu, Manu, Ikshvaku, and then it got broken. So I got to tell it again. So one has to be bona fide. And the chain has to be bona fide, or else there's no spiritual knowledge transmitted. So the whole point is the spiritual master has to be a servant of his guru. And Prabhupada, you see, was the perfect servant of his spiritual master, his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and carried out the message and the instructions of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur without question. He went to the Western world at the ripe old age of 72. I'm 70. Of course, I'm at the ripe old age of 72. Oh my God. And Prabhupada crossed the ocean, took so many risks to carry out the order of his spiritual master. So that's what a spiritual master is. Just like surrendered, sarvadharma. You know, people question what sarvadharma and puritasya, mamaikam sharanam braja, aham tvam sarvabhava ibyo mokshi asyami vasuchaha means. It means surrender to Krishna in the sense of following the orders of Guru. Because how do you know what Krishna is saying? What's that? Oh, Prabhupada's picture. I thought that was a seat for you or your wife or something. So, gotta have a little humor. Very nice. So that's the point, taking one's guru's instructions as one's life and soul. And then you achieve Krishna consciousness very easily. Right? Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada na kati katopi. So Balaram is the original guru. The verse states, Bala hine na labdwa. Without the mercy of Balaram, no one makes any spiritual advancement. And also Balaram hoila nitai. Lord Balaram appears in this day and age, a little over 500 years ago, as Lord Nityananda. So we are very, very fortunate. And Balaram is so merciful, Lord Nityananda is so merciful that Dina Hina Yata Chilo Harinam Udurilo, he accepts everyone, Tarashakshai Jagai Madai. Even people like Jagai and Madai, Balaram accepts. So we are very fortunate, and we are very fortunate to have the shelter of Balaram's representative of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and we are representing His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada in carrying out his mission. So as far as who Balaram is, I said he's the original spiritual master, we understand that. He's also non-different from Krishna. We had this interesting discussion this morning, if you remember. Like, who is Balaram? Who is Ram? Lord Ram. Who is Lakshman? Who is Bart? Who is Shatrughna? Who is Lord Kurma? Who is Lord Varaha? Who is Lord Nrsingadev? We had this discussion, right? And so they're all the same person. Balaram, Krishna, Lord Ram, Lakshman, Bart, Shatrughna, and the whole list that I just gave. They're all, or he's all, actually to be more precise, the same person. So why do we have these interesting interactions between Balaram and Krishna? Let's take that for an example. That it appears that Balaram's a different person. For example, Balaram wanted to marry his sister Subhadra with who? Does anyone know? Duryodhana. Duryodhana is a really good guy. He actually was quite nice. He just had one fault. He was an envious demon. So, but besides that, he is a good guy. Anyway, but he was very charitable. In fact, he gave away most of the money from the kingdom of Hastinapur so that everyone would like him. So Balaram wanted his sister to marry Duryodhana. And Balaram was the elder brother. And so naturally, for those of you who are from polite society, you're supposed to follow your elder brother, right? That's the rule. Actually, I know many of you from India, you can't get married until your elder brother is married, right? I mean, can you imagine that? What if your elder brother becomes a sannyasi? Then you have to also become a sannyasi. You're in trouble. So therefore, we find the younger brothers making an arrangement for the older brothers to get married. Please get married as soon as possible. So anyway, so Balaram was the elder brother. Krishna, by culture, had to listen to him, but something else happened. Krishna did not like Balaram's arrangement. Because it would have been a disaster. How could he have fought on Arjuna's side in the Battle of Kurukshetra had Subhadra married Duryodhana? It would have been an absolute disaster. So Krishna, he said to Arjuna, come to our house and dress as a sannyasi. Because Arjuna had taken a vow of vanaprastha at that time. There's a whole story in the Mahabharata that he had to take a vow of vanaprastha because he intruded on Draupadi and Yudhisthira. I'm not going to tell that whole story. So Arjuna comes to the house of Krishna and Balaram, and Subhadra's there, and he's invited for dinner. And then Krishna's sitting down at the dinner table with Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra, and Arjuna's there, and he's making eyes at Subhadra. Can you imagine because Krishna told him to do it. Can you imagine if you invited a sannyasi to your home and he's making eyes at your sister or daughter? Wouldn't that be embarrassing? You know, he's like, I can't do that. But anyway, I'd have to take off the mask to do it effectively. But anyway, so here's the sannyasi, Arjuna, supposed sannyasi, and he's making eyes. And then Subhadra's, I don't know if you can see, I was blinking. But Subhadra was actually making eyes back at him. And then Krishna says, here, you can borrow my chariot to take Subhadra away. And not only that, Krishna made all the arrangements. He said, you can have Subhadra drive the chariot. So many people think that women were not drivers 5,000 years ago. Many of you may advocate the philosophy of the Taliban in Afghanistan. That women should just remain in the kitchen, cooking, making as many rotis as you can stuff your belly with. But actually, Subhadra was trained up to drive a chariot. I mean, otherwise, you can't just put someone in a chariot and say, drive it, and they'll be able to drive it. It's more difficult to drive horses than it is to drive a car. I don't know if anyone here drive a chariot ever? Well, I've ridden horses. One time I jumped on a horse thinking I was going to drive it, and the horse took me to the next county. And I had to jump off the horse to escape. So it's not that easy to control horses. So Subhadra, she was able to drive, so she drove Arjuna, and she kidnapped Arjuna, actually. That was Krishna's arrangement. So when Balaram got really angry, you know, what happened with Subhadra? And it was revealed that Subhadra was with Arjuna, and then he said, we gotta at least attack or capture Arjuna. And then Krishna said, no, it's not a good idea. Calm down. Find out who was actually driving the chariot. So Subhadra driving the chariot. So in other words, Krishna and Balaram are the same person. So I'm just illustrating something here that we discussed this morning. Krishna and Balaram are the same person, yet they have different opinions. Did you ever experience that yourself? Maybe you did. Actually, there's this disease that some people have. It's called multiple personality disorder. People can have different personalities, split personalities and things like that. So Krishna can act differently, simultaneously interact with himself in infinite places. I said simultaneously again. And it's inconceivable. But why doesn't Krishna know? Here's the question. You know, why, if Krishna is omniscient, right? That's one of the qualities of God. He's omniscient. So why doesn't he actually know that, you know, that's what I'm doing? That's just me, you know, it's just a joke. Balaram is him, and he is Krishna. Advaita chuta nadi rananta rupam adyam purana purusham navyovinam cha vedeshu durlabam adurlabam atma bhakto. Govindamadi Purusham Tamahami. Why doesn't Krishna know that? Well, he voluntarily doesn't know it so he can enjoy himself. This is called Ras. Krishna's Rasa Raj. He's the king of all rasas, the enjoyer of all different rasas. Let me give you an explanation of how that even happens in this material world. When I was going to the university, I took a course in acting. You heard the story before. And I took a course in what's called method acting. Anyone's heard of method acting before? Stanislavski, you know, method acting. That means where you become your character and you forget who you are in real life. So the first day, the teacher says, all right, you're a tree. And of course, we know that's what happens to people who go to nudist colonies. They become trees in the next life. But anyway, Prabhupada said that. Someone walks around without clothes, they become trees. So you become a tree. And everybody in class had to become a tree and stand like that and feel like they were a tree and experience like they were a tree. And this teacher was so good that after a while, I didn't think I was a tree, but anyway, after a while, we got so much into our different roles that we played that we forgot who we were. Voluntarily, we could do that. And actually, if you look at some of these Hollywood or Bollywood actors, actresses, what happens is that they have some particular role to play and they have like a wife or a girlfriend in the movie. And then they forget about their actual wife. And after the movie is over, they get married to their movie wife. Did you ever see that happen? That happens, doesn't it? That's why you have all these movie magazines, you know, Bollywood movie magazines, or Hollywood movie magazines, because they get into their roles. So Krishna, he wants to enjoy, and that's really enjoyment when you act as something, just like we have expert actors and actresses here who are putting on the Mukta Charita for Janmashtami, and they get into your role. You actually feel like you're a Lita or Radharani. It's not impersonalism, but you know, it's part of the art of acting, and that's enjoyable. Like children sometimes, one of them plays the part of a dog or a cat. I remember we used to play cats and robbers. Cops and robbers, or you know, commies. And I won't get into that. So it's enjoyable. So Krishna wants to enjoy. And if he's always thinking he's God, what's the enjoyment? Like when the coward boys marched into the mouth of the Agasura demon, snake, big snake. Krishna saw them doing that, and he got worried. If he remembered he was God, how could he be worried? But he wanted to enjoy being worried. And then a second later, he remembers, hey, I'm God. I just remembered. And then he goes into the Agasura demon, expands himself, and kills the Agasura demon. And so Krishna's enjoying like that. He's really enjoying. So all these different avatars, incarnations, expansions, and everything like that, they're all the same person. There's only one God, Ekaleshwara Krishnavasudra. There's only one God. And God reveals himself to the fullest extent as Krishna in Vrindavan, or as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. And when we talk about expansions of the Lord, those are different manifestations of the same person in different circumstances. Prabhupada said that God, when he goes to the office, he's Vishnu. And when he comes home, he's Krishna. Same person. No difference. And if you really are interested in that whole theological aspect or ontological, that's a big word for all of you, read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It describes this in great depth so you understand. There is no difference between the various incarnations of God, just in their manifestation. How much they can reveal to you based on your relationship or based upon the situation or pastime they're executing. So Balaram and Krishna are non-different, and they execute different pastimes, and sometimes they disagree with each other. You know, when Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, and Krishna gave Rukmini, her brother, a haircut, Balaram was upset with him. He said, how can you do that to our brother-in-law? So you find these interesting interactions between Balaram and Krishna. And Balaram has specific demons that he kills. Now, Drishtaprabhu was talking about this morning, that specific demons that Balaram kills, like Pralambasura and Dayankasura, are the ones that indicate the anarthas in our hearts that we have to work on. We can't just say, Krishna, take away all these anarthas like kama, krodha, mada, matsarya, varya, vaya. We got to work on it too. You know, when Krishna wants, I will be Krishna conscious. No. Krishna wants, you don't want. Krishna says, yayatamam prabhajante tam sativa bhajame aham. As they surrender unto me, I reciprocate with them. He doesn't say, I just give them whatever I want. It doesn't matter how they feel. It's a reciprocal relationship. Another verse in the Bhagavad Gita is, samaham sarvabhuteshu name dvesho stinapriha. Krishna's equal to everybody. So you all have an opportunity to become pure devotees of Krishna instantaneously. Or you all have an opportunity to become pure devotees of Krishna after 10 billion births. Up to you, not up to Krishna. Don't blame him. Krishna's just, he wants you back, but you have to want to come back to him. So let's continue with the initiation. We talked about Balaram. We don't want to go on forever. So initiation basically means to formally join the Krishna conscious movement, the Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. And there's two types of initiation that we're doing today. One type is the Harinam initiation. Harinam means the chanting of the Lord's holy names, and I'll describe that in a little detail in a second. And the other type is the Gayatri or Brahma Diksha, in which one gets the Gayatri mantras. There's seven Gayatri mantras that they get. So first initiation, the Harinam initiation, is based on chanting Hare Krishna, and that's the Yuga Dharma. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan. Ekon Dharma. There's one Dharma in Kali Yuga, chanting the Lord's holy names. That's it. Other things are just meant to support it. We do fire sacrifices to support it. We have so many rituals. All they're meant to do is support the chanting of Hare Krishna. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nisteva, Nisteva, Nisteva. Gatir Anyata. There ain't no other way. Sorry. There ain't no other way. There ain't no other way. That's my colloquial English for you. Just chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. And when something's repeated three times, then that emphasis indicates it's a fact. That's the Vedic system. Three times, it's a fact. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. No other way, no other way, no other way. You better believe it. So, this Harinam initiation is all that's required to go back to home, back to Godhead. Gayatri helps with that. So what is the Harinam initiation? The devotees here are vowing, promising in front of the deities, in front of Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master, to chant 16 rounds every day, 16 rounds japa mala, are trying to avoid the 10 offenses. 10 offenses are as follows. First offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. That's the worst offense, because that's a mad elephant offense. When we practice Krishna consciousness, we are dependent on having a taste for practicing, because nobody can chant 16 rounds unless you like it. I mean, there's a lot of things, like if you ask me to chant 16 rounds of Donald Trump every day, I'm joining another movement. I don't care how much money you offer me, how many computers you want to give me, I ain't going to do it, because it's so distasteful. Or any word, you know, like water, 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 blah. You know, just even a neutral word like that. So you got to have a taste. But when you commit offenses against devotees, you lose your taste. Your japa, which you have all these japa bags. Japa bags. Your japa beads become as big as bowling balls. In other words, not really, but they feel like that. You don't have a taste, you can't chant anymore. So it's very important. And nowadays, the way the world is, that not everybody, but so many people are enthusiastic to criticize others at the drop of a sika. Or whatever. A hat. I was going to say hat, but hats, devotees don't wear hats, so we wear sikas. So at the drop of whatever, if you go on the internet, I mean, just like recently, you know, I put up something on the internet stating that, you know, I advise the devotees it's a good idea to take a vaccine. Why? Because not because I'm taking a political stance, because I'd like to see you alive. I don't like to go to funerals so much. That's why. I want to protect the devotees. Actually, that's my impetus. Not that I want to be oppositional with anybody. So many attacks I got. Oh, this is a bogus sannyasi. He's getting money from the medical establishment. I wish I was. I could build a new temple. But so this is the age of Kali. Manda samanda matayo manda bhagya padrata. Everyone is unfortunate and there's quarrelsome, the age of iron. You know, for whatever reason, if you go on the internet and in social networking, they're just like boom, boom, criticizing each other for no reason whatsoever. I mean, you could disagree. That's fine. I don't care if people disagree with me. But I'm not a demon just because I have a different opinion. So we have to be very careful of that because we're destroying our spiritual lives. When we criticize others, we can differ in opinions. Yeah, I don't agree with you, Maharaj. Fine. But if you say he's a rascal, he's taking a bribe from the medical establishment, you basically ruined your taste for chanting Hare Krishna at that point. That's it. And don't do it. You're going to disagree, but no what we call ad hominem attacks, personal attacks on people. All right. I'm stressing that particular offense because that's the most dangerous. Second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Obviously, Vishnu, Krishna, they're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the other names of demigods are titles of their particular position. You know, Indra, Brahma. Brahma means the greatest, like that. Of course, Lord Shiva is very special, but he's described like in the Brahma Samhita, like the yogurt that comes from the milk. He's not quite Vishnu Tattva, but he's not Jiva Tattva, a special category. So the third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. The spiritual master should not be followed blindly. One has checks and balances of Shastra and Sadhu on the spiritual master's words. One should be intelligent. But for normal instructions, one should follow the order of the spiritual master and the philosophy given by the spiritual master. The next offense is to blaspheme Vedic literatures or literatures which are in pursuance of the Vedic version. That means even Western literatures, Eastern literatures, Oriental literatures that glorify God and advocate the chanting of the Lord's holy names, we accept. We don't criticize. We don't criticize the Bible. We don't criticize the Quran. We may criticize people who follow them or don't follow them. Sorry, people who don't follow them. So, next offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna imagination. It's not imagination. Krishna, nama chintamani Krishna, chaitanya rasa vigara, puna shuddha nitya mukto bina dvam nama namino. A Krishna is non-different from his name. It's chintamani, it's like a desire tree when you chant the Lord's holy name. Next offense is to give some crazy interpretation of the name. There are bona fide meanings of Krishna's name. The name Krishna means all attractive. Krish means to attract, na means ananda or bliss. So that's a bona fide meaning of Krishna's name. But that's in accordance with the acharyas, not in accordance with our ripe imagination. The next offense, I'm going quickly through them, is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting. Because when you chant, you get rid of all your bad karma, right? And so then you're thinking, let me just do some nice thing in Las Vegas and then chant there. Have a Hari Nam after I go to the casino. Yeah, I'm going there to preach, but also going there to gamble. It doesn't work like that. Krishna's not going to be cheated. So that's really important not to consider. And then the next offense is to consider the chanting like a ritualistic activity, karmakandya activity. We have many different rituals, wearing a sika is a ritual. It's not an absolute spiritual principle, just like you see in South India. They have giant sikas, not that big, but it's as big as like practically the whole head in South India. And they have different style tilak. So this cannot be compared to the chanting. All these different things we do mark our body as temples of God. They're important, but they help us connect and remember Krishna. So that's the first rule and regulation, to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna, and to chant Krishna's name. So the next offense is to instruct the faithless about the glories of chanting. We shouldn't do that. We can instruct everybody about glories of chanting, but not all the glories. You don't go to a bar and tell people by chanting you're going to get rid of all your sinful activities. You don't go to the slaughterhouse and tell them by chanting you're getting rid of all your sinful activities. You just say, chant and be happy. You can have a Harinam in the slaughterhouse. There's nothing wrong with that. Because we want to save the most fallen. But we don't tell them things that they'll use to continue their sinful activities or to criticize us. So we have to be really careful in presenting Krishna consciousness. And then the last offense is not to have complete faith in the chanting of the Lord's holy names and maintain material attachments. It's not offensive to be materially attached. It's offensive to try to increase your material attachment. We understand we have some material attachment. You know, just be honest about it. Just like the other day, I was in the car and I wanted to experience some happiness by going twice the speed limit. And I understand it was a material attachment. And the police made me give it up. Yeah, so Krishna acted. You know, I saw Krishna coming behind me with flashing lights. Ding, ding, ding. And I was praying, Namaste Narasimhaya, Prahlada Lada Dayane. And Krishna didn't save me. So that, in other words, Krishna was behind me with flashing lights, Krishna was on the tip of my tongue, he was in my mind. So which Krishna won? The one with the flashing lights. So Krishna said, all right, you got to give up that material attachment for speeding. I was going twice the speed limit. And so now I drive like a little old lady. So Krishna made me give it up. What can I say? So sad. So that's what it means to give up material attachments. If I maintain that material attachment, I'd lose my license. So, isn't it? Krishna teaches us in various ways. We have to see Krishna everywhere and Krishna everything. Yomam pashati sarvatra sarvam chamayi pashati tashaham na pranashyami satya me na pranashyati. One who sees Krishna everywhere and everything, Krishna is never lost to Krishna, nor is he ever Krishna ever lost to him. Okay. And then also, ultimately, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, it's offensive to be inattentive while chanting. And basically, that's a surrounding or a foundational type of offense that is connected with all the other offenses. So how does one become attentive while chanting? While you're chanting, you should be praying to Krishna, crying out to Krishna, volume, hankering. For what? Whatever is in your heart, you pray to Krishna for. Like Ayananda Tanuja Kinkuram Patitamam Bishame Bhavamudo. O son of Nanda Maharaj, I'm your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I've fallen down to this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please fix me up as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. And so we pray with that mood. Or whatever. You could pray for the benefit of someone else, but just pray. It should be intense. Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. That's what stated in the Bhagavatam. So anyway, that's first initiation. And then, of course, you get a spiritual name. You take your vow to follow the four regulated principles. Oh, yeah, four regulated principles. No meat, fish, or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. That's easy. Those are the easiest principles I ever heard of to follow. I was following them before I came to Krishna consciousness. I mean, it's just, these are the regulated principles of freedom. When you follow them, you're free. And if you don't follow them, you're controlled. Look at Yudhisthira, who was gambling. He even gambled his wife. Can you imagine how intoxicating that is? Would any of you men gamble your wife away? If you were going to lose your house and had a possibility to get your house back, how many of you would gamble your wife? I don't have a wife. You're just afraid to say it. Because your wife would get upset with you. But anyway, that's crazy, isn't it? And in Las Vegas, what I call Lust Vegas, in Las Vegas, outside of each casino, they don't let you gamble your wife, of course, but outside of each casino, they have a notary public. Does anyone guess why they have a notary public outside of each casino? So you can gamble your car away. Can you imagine that? Your most dear possession in this world, more than your wife, is your car. And so you gamble that away, and you signed it away, and you leave Las Vegas literally wearing a barrel without any clothes. There's actually cartoons like that, isn't it? There's cartoons like that. So gambling, illicit sex, sex is meant for marriage, and people should have like stable relationships. There's so much instability in relationships. We can never be happy with unstable relationships. Someone's our friend today, someone's our husband today, someone's our husband tomorrow. You know, sometimes you go to the university and preach, "This is my eternal love," some girl will tell you. And next week, "Here's my new eternal love." Forever, you know. Forever lasts about a week and a half nowadays. So, you know, people need to make commitments to each other. It's really important. Because that's happiness, when people are committed to each other and committed to Krishna. It's not just committed to Krishna, but committed to each other. It means tolerating so many things. Tamsa tiksha shabharata. In any relationship, you got to tolerate. There's no perfect relationship except you and Krishna. And even Krishna makes you tolerate things. I guarantee. It's my experience. So you got to stay stable and faithful in relations. That's part of truthfulness, a principle of religiosity. So illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating. Oh my God. Do I need to even talk about that one? I don't think I need to talk about that one because it is so cruel. It's the cause of all the global warming, most of the global warming in the world. It's the cause of COVID. It's a fact. COVID came from the wild market in Wuhan. Did you know that? The bird flu came from what? The birds that people were eating. The chicken flu came from chickens. Right? Why are they called the chicken flu? The Spanish flu didn't come from Spanish people. Came from animals the people were keeping. So, you know, we're all worried about this COVID, but, you know, that's a karmic reaction or a practical or a scientific reaction to what we're experiencing right now. And then there's the karmic reaction. If you kill an animal, you become an animal in your next life. Or if you kill a cow or eat a cow or transport a cow or cook a cow, you'll become a cow for as many many lifetimes as that cow has hairs. So don't do it. It's not cruel. It's so cruel, you know. Anyway, I don't even need to talk about it. So anyway, that's the vows of first initiation. And very quickly, second initiation is... not further vows, But it's actually understanding that one is now a representative, like a minister or priest in the Krishna consciousness movement. And even more so, there's a responsibility to set a good example of sama dhammak tapaksho cham shanti or arjuram evacha gyanavigyanamasti kyam brahma karma svabhavajam, which I'll translate for you. It's indicative, it's important to set an example of being equipoised, happiness and distress, you know, not losing your temper. You know, someone cuts you off in your car, you don't get out of your car and try to beat up the person. I know in Australia, if you honk your horn at someone, the person will come out of the car and beat you up. So you're not supposed to honk your horn in Australia. I was told that when I was driving in Australia. Don't ever honk your horn. You'll die. So we're more tolerant in America. We're more peaceful and loving. So sama, being equipoised. Dhamma, sense controlled. Yeah, you may have an inclination to do something, to eat something. All right. You just say, no. That's hard. Just say no. No, you do something better. It's not that you do a don't, you do a do. You do something better. There's ways to deal with it. You know, we're attracted to so many things. Just like if I still get in the car, I want to speed. But I just say no. And it's hard, because that was my greatest enjoyment in this material world. So, in other words, we know what not to do, and that's dhamma. We control the senses. Senses are the five senses and the mind. That's the brain, not the mind. But anyway, so tapa. And then we try to accept everything favorable to pleasing Krishna, and we reject things unfavorable. Shocham, cleanliness is so important. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Regularly bathing, like that. Very, very important for a Brahmin. For everyone. Of course, it's not... Those of you who are taking first initiation should think, I'm not a Brahmin now, so I don't need to be clean. I don't need to be equal poised. I don't need to be sense-controlled. I never want to take second initiation. No, you should strive for that regardless. But a Brahmin is especially... required, asked to do that. Shocham, and Chantir Rajivamevacha, then tolerant, religious, jnana, regularly studying Vedic literatures or Srila Prabhupada's instruction, vijnana, and applying those things. And that's a Brahmin. And so those Brahmins are going to be doing deity worship, are representing the movement. It's a very important position to have, brahminical position. And the men, they have the Brahmin thread, and the ladies don't have a Brahmin thread because they're more humble than the men. The men need the Brahmin thread so they can just show it and show their superiority to others. Men need to take sannyas because they're so damn proud. They need to show themselves as better. But the women are better devotees than the men. They're humble. There's more that come, more ladies come to religious ceremonies than men. I'm sure if I did a count here, there'd be many more women than men, right? So, but men, you know, we have our downside. We're proud. We like to speed in cars. What else? We like profit adoration, distinction. So, what can you do? Just have to deal with it. So, on that happy note, we're going to continue with the initiation, and we're going to have the different devotees. Maybe we'll do the devotees overseas first, if that's all right. Let me get the list, and we can introduce you to each and every one of them. You can see their picture on the screen. I'm going to unmute the devotees overseas right now, allow you to unmute. I'm not going to unmute you. So you can just say hi. And here is, here's Krishna Leela. She's taking second initiation. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. And here is Well, that, whoops, what's happening now? Oh, Prabhupada. Okay. So she's not taking any vows. I'm going to give her a mantra later, but she's going to be watching and participating in the sacrifice. And actually, the first initiation we'll do is Vandana Chaudhary, who is right here. You see her on the screen. And so, okay, so she has the beads. I already sent the beads to them a few weeks ago. And so, she's the wife of Abhay Chaitanya. And she's a very, very nice devotee in Sydney, Australia. She's from Sydney, Australia. So, let's see, are you, okay, you're not muted right now, so you can speak. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Maharaj, I can. Hare Krishna, Dhanavad Pranam to you.
Okay, so what are the four regulated principles?
The four regulated principles, Maharaj, are no meat eating, fish or eggs, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and no gambling.
And how many rounds do you chant every day?
16 rounds, Maharaj, and more on Ekadashi. And we fast from grains and beans on Ekadashi.
That's very nice. Okay. So, of course, I don't have the beads here. You have the beads there.
Yes,
so you can take the beads with your right hand. And your name now is Braja Sakhi Devi Dasi. Braja Sakhi Devi Dasi Bijai. So you could offer obeisances to Prabhupada. Okay. And the TV screen. So last night we were doing a Fiji one, and we said the devotee should touch the bottom of the TV screen, the feet of the TV screen.
Thank you. Okay.
Very nice. That's Abhay Chaitanya.
Haribol,
good to see you. So now you're married to Braja Sakhi.
Thank you, sir.
So you got a new wife. It's pretty good.
Yes.
That's really, really blissful, you know. So next we'll do Monica. And let me put her on the screen. Okay, Monica. So good to see you. What are the four regulated principles?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. The four regulative principles are no gambling, no meat eating, including meat and including fish and eggs, no intoxication, and no gambling.
And
no illicit sex.
Get no rounds. How many rounds?
Chant at least 16 rounds attentively every day. And chant more on Ekadashi. And
very nice.
Grains and beans on Ekadashi.
Okay. So your name now is Manjulali Devi Dasi. Manjulali Devi Dasi. I can send you the spelling later on for all these names. Sure. When I get back home, and I can email. Okay. Very nice, Manjulali Ki Jai. And let's see, next is Stuart. Where is he? Let's find him. You can't see. Okay. Here we go. Hello. Oh, you're in New Gokul right now.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Are you in New Gokul? New Gokul, right? Where are you?
Yeah. You're in New Gokul.
New Gokul, yes.
Very nice. And Kaliya Krishna is there too?
Kaliya Krishna is here, yes. Pratapanath is here also.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Congratulations on your wonderful service.
Good to see you. Pratapan is there too. Oh, really nice. Okay. So
Hey,
yeah,
Hari Bol
Maharaj. Hari Bol, Pratapa Nikki Jai.
Hari Bol. Great to see you. Thank you, Hari Bol.
Good to see you. So, all right, so Pratapan is my godbrother, who's in charge of Govinda's there in the Sydney area. Sydney's in a lockdown right now. So, all right, so what are the four regulated principles?
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication.
Okay. And how many rounds do you chant every day?
Chant 16 rounds every day, Maharaj.
Okay. Try to chant more on Ekadashi.
Okay.
Okay, so you got the beads there?
Yes.
So he can give you the beads, Kaliya can give you the beads. So your name now is Satsanga Das. Satsanga Das. Okay. Very nice. Congratulations. And we have one more. I think we have one more. Yeah, we have one more. We have Balakrishna. Let's see. Where is he? Oh, here he is. That's this Kantu's iPhone. Is that you?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Dandavat pranam to you. Pranam, sir.
Hari Bol, Sandhya Bali.
Hari Bol, Dandavat pranam.
Good to see you. So, so let me ask you some questions. What are the four regulative principles?
Four regulative principles.
You can translate.
No meat eating. No illicit relationship. No gambling. No intoxication. Chanting 16 rounds every day. And chanting 25 rounds on Ekadashi.
If you could do as many as you could do on Ekadashi. Okay, very nice. So you have the beads there?
Yes, Maharaj.
Beads. Give him the beads right now.
Yeah.
And so your name now is Bala Govinda Das. Bala Govinda Das Kijai. Wow, okay. Congratulations. So you can offer obeisances.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
To the TV. Okay. And I think, I think we did everybody. Did we miss anyone overseas? Nope. I think we got all the overseas people. Okay. Let me go back to me. My spotlight. Okay. All right, so then we'll do the local people. What's that? Yeah, the local devotee should put... Yeah, you should have the Achman first before we do that. That's right. Okay. That's right. Keep them in suspense. This is what their names are.
Let's all chant the Brahma Sadhaka, the first three words, because of short Brahma Sadhaka. We can all chant together.
Vishwadana Parma Krishna, Sachira Nanda Vika, Adhikari Govinda, Sarvakarani Kaya, Vinta Mani Kaya, Sarva Sukratva Yaksha, Raksha Vrteshu Suradira Vipalaya, Lakshmi Sahasra Sahasra Brahma Sri Ramana Govinda Hari Purusha Ramana Sami Vinirum Kvanatva Maravinda Dalaya Daksham Varamavatam Samasitam Kudam.
Sarobhavi Govinda Adi Purusham Namahamayami.
They will do the Yajna now. So all of you, you will have a cup in front of you, this one minute. So take a few drops of water from your left hand into the right arm. Take a few drops of water into the right arm. And now repeat after me. Om Apavitra Aikronai Sarvavastha Sato Diva Yasvare Unaitaksha Sahvaya Abhyantara Sahihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. Sit the water from the base of your heart. Take a few drops of water again. And repeat after me. Om Pavitra Pavitrova Sarva Vasta Gato Apiva Yasmare Kundalikaksha Sahvaya Abhyantara Sujihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. Sit the water from the base of the heart. We're going to do this one more time. You take a few drops of water. Om Pavitra Pavitrova Sarva Vastha Gato Apiva Yasvare Kundali Kaksha Sahvaya Abhyantara Sujihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu.
Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare
Hare Rama
can't untangle this.
Okay. No, no, you lost it.
Because these are the two right here.
Oh. Here we go.
Except for here. Yeah, I believe that on there. Yeah. Okay. All right, I might.
You ready? Okay, so let's call up the different devotees who are taking first initiation, and then we'll give the Brahmin threads to the second initiates. So the first one here is Nakula. So you often come up, offer obeisances to Prabhupada and the deities. Let's see which one is yours. All right. I think this is yours. Yeah, it's yours. Okay. So let's put spotlight on you. There he is. So Nakula, he's second generation, and his mother and father are sitting there very proud. So, what are the four regular principles?
Eating fish, food, rain, non-complication, total success.
Okay, how many rounds every day? 16 rounds every day. An extra on the Ekadasi, and you'll listen to Leela Shakti, whatever she said. No? Yes? All right. Actually, we have it. Okay. All right. I got several names I picked out for you. Let me figure out which one is good. Okay. Here's a good one for you. So you got the beads with your right hand. Your name now is Narahari Rupa. Narahari Rupa. Rupa. Okay. That's the form of Lord Nrisingadeva. Okay, next is Sushane. Not at all. It's actually really nice to see second generation devotees, you know, people taking initiation. This is actually the success of the Krishna consciousness movement. Okay. And you offer your humble obeisances to me, or whatever. Okay, so Shushane, he's going to the university all by himself. Wow. His parents are very worried, but he's fortunate he has a very nice roommate. And actually, you may think it's not, his roommate is actually Muslim, but that's actually good, because he's not going to be drinking or having ladies over or anything like that. You know, if he was of a different religion, you know, it'd be all hell would break loose. So this is actually good. And you can explain Krishna consciousness and you'll be fine. Krishna will be with you. Don't worry. It's hard being away from home for him. Of course, that's good. That's a good family where the child is attached to the parents. I was so happy to get away from home when I was 17. I actually tried to run away when I was like 13 or 14. Because I was on a boat with my parents and stuck on a boat for weeks. As soon as the boat went into the harbor, I just like said to my mother, "Can I run away?" And she thought I was just joking. So I just, she said, yeah, sure, you have my blessings. So I just went away, and then the police said, little boy, you know, where are you going? I said, I'm running away from home. And they said, do you have your parents' permission? I said, yeah. And they took me back. But anyway. So that's the Western world. So, okay, so she's saying, what are the four regular principles? Very nice. And how many rounds every day? Okay. And on Kadasi, you try to chant more. So we also had different names for you. Okay. Since you're going to the university, we'll give you a university name. So you get the beads with your right hand. Your name now is Sarvabhit, one who knows everything. Okay. So, of course, you can never know everything. That's the name of Krishna. Krishna knows everything. So, next is Rakesh. Okay, Rakesh, very enthusiastic. What are the four regular principles? Very good. How many rounds? Oh, very nice. And so your name now, it's very easy to pick your name. With your right hand, you get the beads. Rasa Rasika Das. Rasika Das Kijai. These are nice names, isn't it? And next and last is Neetu. All right. And I get all the karma. What? Well, this is a sacrifice for Prabhupada. Okay. These are nice devotees. So, what are the four regular principles? You said no eating.
No meat eating.
Oh, no meat eating. I thought you said no eating. Okay, how many rounds every day? 16 rounds, and try to chant more in the Kadasi. Okay, so your name, you get the beads with your right hand. Your name is Mantrini Devi Dasi. Mantrini Devi Dasi, you die. Okay, and then our Brahmins, or Brahmin-to-bees, or hopefully Brahmins, come up one by one. So I have one more to untangle. So why don't you come up one by one? Ujjalavasananda first, since he's the senior. Hey, became untangled. That's pretty good. So there's no vows taken at second initiation. We just give the Brahmin threads. And the ladies don't get Brahmin threads because they're too humble. So, okay. So what you need to do, let me get, this is a short one from younger people. What you do is you have to take your chador off, and you put your right arm, right hand through, and your middle head. There we you get the mantra later. All right, and next, what do we do in age? So it's Ishwara Chaitanya is next. And you'll also always listen to your mother and father? Who you listen to more, them or me? You didn't hear what he said. Okay, put your right hand through and your one head. Haribol. Okay, and next, but not, last but not least, Advaita Chandra, come on. Which might be? Yeah, they can come. Yeah. So, this is the youngest Brahmin initiation I've done. He has his own television show, internet television show. He preaches. I mean, he's a child prodigy, so what can I say? How many verses in Bhagavad Gita do you know?
Well, I definitely learned like around 48 in school, and I learned like more 30, so whatever I know is by the mercy of my teachers.
So you know about 70 Bhagavad Gita verses?
Yeah, by the mercy of you,
70 Bhagavad Gita verses. Okay, so you got to take off all the cloth and everything, even that fancy thing you're wearing on your neck. That's good. Okay, your hands, right hand, and your head. No, not your left hand, just your right hand. Ready, go. It's like Lord Ramana, Dave. Okay, so then we can get the ladies, I guess, come up too. And so the ladies second initiation are Leela Bhakti, of course, Krishna Leela, who's overseas. I'll give her a mantra later on through the internet. Braja Leela and Arundhati, so they can come up and offer obeisances. Kalindi taking second. Gopal Krishna Maharaj said it's all right.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me, yeah? It's all right. I mean, I'm not. No, nobody told me that you got in touch with Gopal Krishna Maharaj. And he says, all right, all right. So Kalindi can come up too. And she's taking second. She's taking. She's taking second from Gopal Krishna Maharaj. And that's very hard, you know, sometimes to reach people in India and everything like it's very hard. We had to pull, I'm sure you had to pull some special strings, right? Hare Krishna. Blessings, Ashivat. Okay. And our university student, head of university preaching. Jai. All right. Okay, so you want them to come? Yeah, they can come up too, so it's, who's the Swetha man? Okay. So the others who've taken initiation. Offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and sitting for the yajna. Wow, it's a big yajna. Do we have an extra plate for those who are overseas so that someone can be there to throw the grains for them? There you go. So, yeah, because someone, it would be nice to have someone throw the grains for the devotees overseas so they can see that. Because they're not able to have a fire sacrifice there because of the lockdown in Sydney. Well, actually, they're probably having a fire sacrifice in Nugokul, but... Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let Sundari Radha is going to sit in and throw grains for everybody. Krishna Priya, okay, let Krishna Priya do it. So let me put the camera on. So Krishna Priya is that nice young lady in the white sari. And she's going to be throwing grains for the devotees overseas who can't participate. And we got a lot of people watching us on Facebook and on Zoom and also on YouTube. I should have put a link into the Nugaloka Facebook page too. Let me do that right now. I forgot about that. Okay, it's on Nugaloka Dham now. Yeah, you start. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so everybody, please, we will have a few grains of rice on the plate in front of you. So take a few grains of rice in your right hand. On that right, pour a few drops of water. Om Tatsat Sri Govinda 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 Ashyam Subhadikam Achila Gotra. And you can see where we say your name. Vikasa Vishnu Dasava. Sri Krishna Priti Arma, Sri Sansar, Krishna Ami, I am going to pour the water on the floor. Gopinatha Chandra, please make a soft pizza.
Yeah, I got it in the front. Did you bring her computer with you? Did you bring her computer with you? You suppose
put the grains into the fire. I'm going to recite the Mangala Charan. And then I'm going to repeat after me. And when I say Swaha, I'll offer the grains into the fire. Om Jnana Tirandasya Jnana Shalakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Swaha 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 Shri Chaitanya Namo Krishna
Swaha, 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 Swa Om Sarasananda Sarananda Sarasvati
Om Karavanaya Swaha, Om Naranaya Swaha, Om Kapilaya Swaha, Om Yamabhagavataya Swaha, Om Vishwadevaya Swaha, Om Shukadevaya Swaha, Om Janaya Swaha, Om Sadashivaya Swaha, Om Naranaya Swaha, Om Narane Swaha, Om Kalilajaya Swaha, Om Swayambhuvaya Swaha, Om Garudaya Swaha, Om Hanumate Swaha, Om Amarishaya Swaha, Om Vyasadevaya Swaha, Om Uddhavaya Swaha, Om Yudhishthiraya Swaha, Om Bhimaya Swaha, Om Arjunaya Swaha, Om Nakulaya Swaha, Om Sahadevaya Swaha, Om Vidraya Swaha, Om Vishnurathaya Swaha, Om Vivishanaya Swaha, Om Sri Krishna Chaitanya Swaha, Om Sri Nityanandaya Swaha, Om Sri Advaitaya Swaha, Om Pandit Gadadharadibhya Swaha, Om Srinivasadibhya Swaha, Om Sri Rupaya Swaha, Om Sanadaya Swaha, Om Sri Bhattaravindaraya Swaha, Om Sri Divaya Swaha, Om Gopal Bhattaya Swaha, Om Dasa Raghunathaya Swaha, Om Krishnadasaya Kavaye Swaha, Om Krishnadasaya Kavaye Swaha, Om Narottamaya Swaha, Om Vishwanathaya Swaha, Om Baladev Jagannathabhyam Swaha, Om Sachinanda Bhakti Vinodaya Swaha, Om Bhavani Shila Gaur Vishwanathaya Swaha, Om Srimate Saraswati Bhakti Siddhantaya Swaha, Om Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupadaya Swaha, Om Bhiksha Gurave Jiva Krishna Maharaj Swaha. Now we are going to do the practice part. Ask for forgiveness and peace.
मदहीनं प्रियहीनं भक्तिहीनं जनार्दनाय पूजितमहादेव परिपूर्णं तदस्मे स्वाहा यद्दत्तं भक्तिमादेव तत्र पुष्पफलमया अवेदिदान्तो जगजातु दन्नानुतोमया स्वाहा विधिहीनं मदहीनं यत्किञ्चित् उपार्थं क्रियामन्त्रहीनं वदत्तं तत्त्वमर्हति स्वाहा अज्ञानं अस्वज्ञानं अजोऽज्ञानं
So you can take the banana which is in front of you. The banana is going to represent yourself. And as part of the food analogy, we are offering ourselves to Krishna. We are offering ourselves to Srila Prabhupada. We are offering ourselves to Krishna Swami Maharaj. Everybody please stand up.
What's that?
It went very well.
Quick.
And after the end of the third repetition, you can offer the banana into the fire. Please repeat. Om Namo Brahmanaya Devaya. Om Brahmanaya Hitaya. Jagadhitaya Krishnaya. Swaha, Swaha, Swaha.
swaha. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnam Dakshate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishthate Swaha. If you have any offerings in the elevator, you have both, you can offer everything on the fire right now. Gopinath Acharya Prabhu. Gopinath Acharya Prabhu, I have a request you to please give the kirtan. And as the kirtan is going on, everybody please circumambulate the fire 3 times. Again, everybody please circumambulate the fire minimum 3 times, and then after that we will prepare Tilaka.